really pride yourself on having a gym that's a it's a fighter's gym, right?
Yeah, my gym is a fighter's gym. My gym is a fighter's gym, and that's exactly what I wanted. I didn't want a white collar gym, and I got love for white collar boxing. You know what I'm saying? They do their thing, but boxing, like, boxing gyms were a hotbed in New York City when I came up, 80s, 90s. Fast forward today, that's not the case. You understand what I'm saying? These gyms cater to the white collar fighters more than they cater to the fighters, to the kids. Where are the kids going? You understand what I'm saying? Like, look, you got Dog Pound, you got Rumble, you got Shadow Box. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. You got legendary glimpses like Gleason's. You know what I'm saying? Right. But Gleason's is a white collar gym. It's just been so around so long that a lot of fighters still go there. But 75-80% of their members is white collar. That's what keep the bills paid. You understand what I'm talking about? Yeah. So a lot of these gyms has converted over to white collar gyms. And I feel that boxing gyms in New York City, they turn their back on the youth. Because, like, these gyms got $200 a month memberships. The kids can't afford that.
Right.
$100-something a month membership, then you got to pay your trainer X amount of dollars. The kids can't afford that. At South Box Gym, I let all the kids come for free. They train for free through the Explorers program. From the Explorers program through the 40th precinct. You understand what I'm saying? You know, the precincts have the Explorers programs, and they do different activities with the inner city youth, right? And I let the kids through the Explorers program come to my gym. They train for free. And I got a pizza shop called Monty's Brick Oven, a few blocks from the gym that I'm owner of. And, you know, we order pizzas for the kids, and I call the program Pizza Box.
Yeah.